B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
3 o'clock hour. Mike Misnelli show is brought to us by Core Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie, huggy party trays. Everybody's good. Matt Breen talking about the Phillies at 3:30. So, Big East tournament starts today. Tonight, they haven't canceled the Big East tournament. Now, there is no more toxic environment than Madison Square Garden. Am I right? I mean, you get there mostly by train or subway.
Yeah.
You're in this cloistered basement environment.
For sure.
And then the garden, the whole bit.
Yep.
And that's still going on. So now, if that's any consolation to you, they're still holding the Big East tournament. I don't know. Is that alive?
Is she alive?
What? I'm still here.
Are you okay there?
Yeah.
All right. So I just got done talking about Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
It's a cloistered environment.
It is.
All right. So they're holding the Big East tournament.
Still. As of right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not going to call that off now. And it's no more toxic than, that's about as toxic as it could get.
Look, I know. And this is why I'm anxious about it. Because there's no, like you're saying, there's mm-hmm. no consistency. Nobody knows what to do. That's the scary thing.
People are piling into Grand Central Station and grabbing the subway to get to Penn Station. You know, there's no bigger infestation of germs than that environment.
It doesn't mean that it's okay.
No, but no, they're going, okay, well, we're just carrying on. In other words, they're saying we have to still live.
Yeah, and we do, but it's how?
Well, the Ivy just did an update because they had canceled just the Ivy tournaments, but nothing else.
Yes.
All the other indoor sports were still allowed. Now they've canceled all athletic events through the remainder of the spring because there was a lot of people who were mad at the hypocrisy that they only canceled the Ivy tournament.
So they made it worse for everybody else.
Yeah.
By complaining.
Then what they should have just done is had them play without fans. But instead of doing that, now they canceled everything because they only canceled the basketball and then were letting all the other indoor sports still play, which didn't make any sense. So once somebody pointed it out, they now have canceled everything. So they're just backtracking.
What indoor sports were still going on for the Ivy League at this point in the spring? I thought it was just lacrosse and everything.
I think
what were the indoor sports?
There was some of the lacrosse teams play indoors. They don't all play outdoors.
Where do they play indoors?
I don't know. I was looking at some of these schools had indoor things where they were playing
indoors in lacrosse.
There's indoor lacrosse
in college. That's a different sport, indoor lacrosse.
And I'm telling you, there was other sports that were involved that they were
volleyball?
Allowed to play.
Yeah. When's volleyball season?
No, volleyball season's over.
That's over.
Winter.
There were other indoor sports they were allowing to still play, but now those can't play anymore.
All right. Let's get some more Jimmy Butler here.
Before
you back to the phones on General Knowledge Wednesday. Jimmy Butler had a lot of things to say on the J.J. Redick podcast. J.J. would be very, like, unapproachable interview-wise as a player here because he saved his good stuff for podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So here he's got Jimmy Butler on. There was somebody else on, right? The three-way?
Yeah, the other guy's just...
Okay, it's just the guy?
Yeah.
All right, so now he's talking about... We already played you where he said, I didn't know who was in charge. Let's hear him talk about the uncertainty of the team when they asked him in the playoffs to take the ball and they took it away from Ben Simmons. Because there was this notion that he didn't like Ben, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he had no time for Ben Simmons. He loved Joel, but he didn't like Ben.
Right.
So here's what he had to say in kind of support of Ben Simmons.
I feel about Brett. I love Brett and all that. I know your relationship wasn't the same, but...
Sure was not.
Towards the end of the year, though, as we did sort of tweak how the offense was run, especially in the playoffs, where you were playing on the ball more. Did that relationship evolve at all, or was it strictly a professional relationship?
I would say it was professional, but to this day, I don't think that was fair to switch over like that. Even though I think we played great basketball like that, I don't think it was fair because the entire year, Ben had the ball. The entire year, Ben had the ball.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that in one playoff series, you just switch it up like that? I would be like he was. I would feel a type of way. I would feel a type of way. I would think that it's up to play one way the entire year. and then be like, you know what? Boom, this is how we're going to do it. And I used to tell bro, I was like, bro, I think we should mix in me handling the ball a little bit. No, we do A to B. We do this. Cool. But I would be pissed. And I mean, I'm not going to complain about it, but I don't think that was the best way of doing it, in my opinion.
See, he's a punk.
Yeah.
He's a stone punk. Now, that doesn't mean I would want him on his team, because I like punks on the team. I like bastards, right? I think you need a guy like that on your team. But he's like, he's already spitting out of both sides of his mouth there.
Right.
Like by saying, well, I used to tell you, Brett, maybe it's better with me with the ball. And then he, like, before he gets to that, he's talking about how unfair it was to Ben. He's the guy that probably put the idea in Brett's head. Like, probably eye-rolling that Ben had the ball the whole time, so Brett's trying to accommodate the dude. He gives him the ball, and then he turns on him like that.
Right.
And then can't win with this guy.
And then he's saying, oh, I would have been mad just like Ben was mad. Whoa. Ben has never said he was mad publicly.
No, he's trying to make up to Ben.
Right.
When the whole world knew he was looking at Ben cross-eyed the whole time.
He's so passive aggressive.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, you can throw that
he's
in, like, I'd have been mad just like he was. Well, hold on. Well, Ben's in his, the good thing about Ben was, publicly, he didn't say word one about being upset. Uh-huh. That was inferred. People heard. But publicly, Ben did not say anything negative about Brett Brown, and he did not publicly say about him either.
Sometimes you need a guy as a punk. That's all I'm saying. But
no, I don't disagree.
This guy is a stone punk.
Yeah, like, I can see why he might get on your damn nerves, though. You go, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
JJ goes, I know your relationship wasn't the same. Sure, it was not.
Why be all cryptic? Like, everybody knows what you're about at this point, so just own it. And just say what you want to say instead of being like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, we know, Jimmy.
I call BS on JJ. I know those guys don't want to get on each other's nerves. But you got your fancy little podcast there, Mr. Duke. Right? How about if you go back and forth with the guy?
Right. Real fast, another update. Mm-hmm. They're coming fast and furious. The first four tournament games, which are going to be played in Dayton, Ohio, they will be played without spectators by order of the Ohio
government. The NCAA tournament?
Yes, those first four games like that they do.
Playing games?
Yeah, those will be without spectators in Dayton, Ohio now because the Ohio governor's edict. So it seems like every segment something new's coming out about this.
Yeah, Nat, by Friday, your decision might be made for you.
Well, that's why I'm letting the chips fall where they may at this point. I don't want to make the decision.
It just keeps on.
The thing is, I really want to go, but I don't know. Listen,
I got a damn chalet where I'm going to be sipping Remy XO with my feet up, watching guys hit it in the water and laughing.
And that tournament's happening. That one's happening. Yours.
Yeah, if I get on a plane, though.
Right.
We'll see about that.
Right.
I just booked a room, too, in Jacksonville at a damn Hampton Inn. Non-refundable for, like, because the prices kick up.
Yeah, yeah.
In that area. That Hampton, that room's probably worth $88.
You're paying three times that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ben in Princeton. Ben, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ben.
Hey, counselor.
What's up, Ben?
And what's her name, Roberta?
Andrea. Yeah.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Anastasia.
Yeah, funny. So as it goes with our beloved 76ers, here's the thing. I think the team needs to be blown up. Keep Ben Simmons. Get rid of Joel. I know what you're going to say, but get rid of Joel. And you can get two players from him, because I really believe we're 2.5 players away. I just think we're like...
Who are you getting for Embiid? Let me hear who you think you get for him.
I don't know. You got to have
some idea. You said there are two players away. You can get two players for Embiid. Well, who are they? It's going to push him over the top.
I don't know.
You got to know. It's got to be that significant a player to push him over the top.
I know they're not going to get rid of him, but I know Brett's got to go. And I know, I don't know who they're going to bring in, but they... There's work to be done. I hope that Ben. I think Ben's done for the year. I don't think they're going to bring him back.
You might be right.
But I hope I'm wrong. That's how I feel about the Sixers. I mean, it's.
Well, let me ask you this: why wouldn't you want to try a different coach with the same two?
Okay, I could do that.
Well, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah,
Brett's not going to survive this.
I know. You think Al Horford's going to be here next year?
Yeah, he's got to be. Well, how you going to trade Al Horford?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so nobody's really going anywhere.
No, except you can refigure the team and coach them differently and see how that works.
Yeah.
But they don't stink.
No, it's true. It's true.
And you,
true.
You know, the honest thing, we'll see. Can he opt out this year or is it next year? Next year he can opt out. So you have,
right.
You have to deal with him anyway. So
right, right. And as for the, you know, the pandemic, you know, mm-hmm. it's interesting. A lot of pieces, a lot of people I talk to around the country. I'm from Atlanta where the CDC is. There's mm-hmm. interesting things happening in Georgia. You know, mm-hmm. I think we will have to rely on shows like this, believe it or not. You know, not to say the show's not important, but you know what I mean? Just lines of communication where people can say, oh, I'm in Seattle. This is because I was listening to what your previous uh-huh. caller was saying.
Yeah.
That's very interesting what's happening out there. Yeah. And like I said, in Georgia, the state has got a state park that they've already kind of designated as a place for people to go. And I'm like, well, now, wait a minute. Why are you doing that? You know,
mm-hmm.
and the school closures, I'm with you on what is it? Are we not supposed to go to these things? Are we supposed to go to these things? I got a friend, they got tickets, you know, the whole family's going to Disneyland. It's like, they don't go every year. It's like a big deal for them. And
you think Disneyland would close down?
You would
yeah.
think. You
yeah,
would
but,
think.
But it's outdoors.
Right.
See, it's dispersed differently unless the guy in the ride next to you sneezes on your sleeve.
Right. But it's like this. Disney ain't about to close that park. Even if there's zombies a la The Walking Dead and mm-hmm. Walking around Orlando, they'll yeah. set up a perimeter and they'll go just have a good time. Go to the Magic yeah. Castle, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't. So it's like with March Madness. I mean, we're talking serious. Brad, see, that's the other thing. There's a financial hit to all of this. When they closed down Indian Wells, that tournament, the tennis tournament, I said, well, you know, Serena and Nadal, they can just hop on a jet and be out. But the lower, you know, the higher ranked tennis players, the 200s, the 300s in the world, they depend on that doubles money to survive.
Yeah, well.
Correct.
You know, this is the new world we're in, and people are reacting accordingly. And the last thing that people want to be responsible for is spreading this sickness, right?
Right.
There's a responsibility. So the safest thing you're going to do, yeah, I'm not going to be no liability for this. And, you cancel it.
And that's what puts this Ohio governor doing this today, now that he's making certain NCAA games without fans. Unless this gets buttoned up, now the next set of games, if you're the governor of a different state mm-hmm. hosting games, if you don't do that and a couple people contract it, they're going to be mm-hmm. looking at you. Even if you didn't necessarily do anything wrong, once one person does it, it puts pressure on everybody mm-hmm. else because they're going to say, see, he kept yeah. his people safe.
Yeah.
Why didn't you? So even if it isn't as bad as it could be, the perception mm-hmm. is now reality with people right. already canceling.
Now, listen, the Ivy sports that were canceled were the indoor sports are now, the wrestling, gymnastics, and swimming. So those were the indoor. But again, we're going to talk about the Ivy League. That's an easy call for them to make. They don't produce revenue. It's not a revenue-producing thing, the Ivy League. So it's easy for them to you know, you're going to break somebody's heart, like University of Pennsylvania, but you're still going to have a team that's going to go to the NCAA tournament and bring the league money anyway.
Right. Somebody's still going to go.
Exactly.
But now it'll just be, I guess, just Harvard now mm-hmm. without a tournament.
Right.
And I feel bad for the women as well.
Yes. By the way, let me just say this. I haven't seen you guys in a couple of days. Last time I saw you guys was Saturday.
Yeah.
And you were celebrating your birthday, which was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was yesterday, yeah.
And you had a nice little family party. Your wife was involved in orchestrating.
Yes.
And it was nice to meet your friends and family. And it was at Ladder 15. And so a good time was had by all. So I was at the party for a while. And then I went home. I feed my dog, let her out, the whole thing. And I get a text at my house from a friend of mine. My friend Jen happened to be, she texts me and she says, hey, Tyrone's here at Smith's.
Yeah.
And I go, whoa, okay, well, then now I got to, maybe I'll come out here. So, and then she goes, I said, is Natalie there? And she goes, I don't see Natalie. I go, no, Natalie's got to be, because she's with the same party. They're going. Well, they went from Ladder 15 to various other places.
Yeah,
like your brother, your cousins.
Yeah.
I met your dad at Ladder for the first time, Ladder 15. Mm-hmm. Had a long talk with him. Got some interesting Tyrone stories from Pop Johnson.
Yeah.
And all right, so now I'm intrigued. I got a friend there. I got Ty and the whole crew there. And Natalie's there because I get a photo picture. My friend takes a picture. I found Natalie. Boom. And they send me a picture.
Yeah. We took a selfie.
So I go, all right. So I slip some stuff on. I get in my car. I roar down to Smith's. I'm walking down 19th Street. I see Ty's brother Terrence and the whole crew, and I go, all right. So I go, where's Ty? Oh man, we gotta take him out. I go, what? Yeah, he was all banged up. We gotta take him home.
Yeah,
you're staying at the hotel.
Yeah, I'm staying at the hotel right nearby.
Right. So I go, where's Natalie? I turn and you're on the bench, and I don't know that you knew I was there, but I go,
yeah,
oh, what's up, Nat?
I was waiting for my Uber.
Yeah, but I don't think, but you didn't say, hey, Mike, at first, because I think you were just spacey. So I go, Nat.
Which is why I was waiting for my Uber.
I go, Nat, what's up? And she goes, hey. I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, you missed quite a few hours there, Mike.
I said, are you leaving? She goes, I'm going to have a drink with you.
Yeah, you was you missed.
You missed quite a few hours, Mike.
You missed some stuff.
So my friend says to me, she goes, Tyrone's pretty messed up, wasn't he? I go, yeah, because I went out and drink with her. He goes, yeah, I could tell, because I went up to him and I said, hey, I'm Jen. I'm the one that picks up Mike's dog. I sit for Mike's dog and I come and pick her up at the studio. And Tyrone goes, thank you.
Yeah, I was...
didn't understand.
Mike, you missed like 5 hours.
No, it wasn't five.
We left. We left at 6, and you came back at like 9:30.
Tyrone thought it was somebody compliment. Oh, I love you on the radio, Tyrone. Thank you.
Yeah, I was gone.
It was a total question.
You missed quite a few hours, Mike.
You missed some stuff. So
I guess I did. So anyway, I get down there, and everybody abandoned me. They were gone. My crew gone.
Listen. You abandoned us first.
You did.
I had stuff to do. I had a dog to take care of.
Yeah, I was.
Missed a couple hours,
yeah,
Mike.
Missed a couple hours. I was cooked.
All right. So a little later in the show, you'll have to enlighten us on the story that I touched on with your dad about you having female fever at age 15 that was shirking your academic and athletic responsibilities. We'll talk about that a little later in the program.
Yeah, we'll tell you about
Mr. Johnson.
The actual
enlighten me.
The real part of that story.
So I don't know who to believe. Mr. Johnson does not look like a man who would tell a tale.
I believe he's a man that sometimes gets angry and will exaggerate a bit.
We'll see how the audience feels about that. Let's go to AJ in Center City. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ.
Ty's father sounds like my dad. He will take every extreme to make you look like an idiot. But happy birthday, Ty. So you're now in my decade, so welcome. Welcome, welcome. I missed you, Mikey. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
AJ. I'm not scared.
Uh-huh.
All I care about is if I got this disease, I would hope it'd take away 30 pounds so I can look like me at 22.
Well,
I'm not scared, though.
It would probably... It is. It's flu. You know, it just feels just like the flu, apparently. So I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean,
are you still going to work?
Well, they gave us the option to work from home, too. But my dumb butt doesn't know how to hook up my laptop. So until I figure it out, I'm probably not working from home just yet. We haven't had any major closures in our area. So, mm-hmm. So far, so good. But I have the option. Mm-hmm. I'm just a little slow. I went on 3 hours of sleep, so I'm not the one to really talk to today about trying to read directions.
So, I got you. You know, those laptop directions, they can be tough.
Look, you know your computer challenge, too.
No, I'm totally messed up when it comes, but I have a working knowledge of it, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Me, I can't function today. I'm lucky I'm even talking to you, but I had to call because I just finished listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm the only person who agrees with everything Jimmy said. I said, he just pointed out the stuff that everybody says about him, and it happens for a reason, because it exposed the Sixers as to what was wrong since that five-game winning streak in the beginning of the season. Joel just started sulking again, and everybody started seeing him out of sync. Jimmy exposed everything, just like that Scandrick dude did on the Eagles, stuff that we already knew as fans, and it just confirmed it.
Yeah, here's the difference.
There's a weak core.
Jimmy Butler made you win. All right. It's just like the TO factor. You got to manage that whole situation however you need to manage it. But here's where he's wrong, AJ, because all that guy did was give you the impression that Ben Simmons was the problem. That's all he did.
No. You want to hear what's happening now? Mm-hmm. With social media, you have to admit, Mikey, there are not a lot of guys that are hungry for the ball like they used to be. I mean, we just lost one in Kobe Bryant. There's not going to be guys made like that all the time. Jimmy just wants to win. The people why people they don't get along with him are younger, so they don't like someone other than the coach giving them orders. But look what happens when it becomes a player's club. You let them do what they want, and who's winning what? I mean, who are the people who are still winning?
You know, Jimmy Butler had a hands-on coach at one time, and he couldn't stand it. He had Thibodeau in Chicago, right? He couldn't stand it, right? Well, they battled all the time.
He said on the podcast because he didn't start him, he didn't use him. So that's why
he was mad. He's like a wind chime, that dude.
I just like what he said because I think it explains why the season has been so frustrating.
All right, AJ, you went a general knowledge question.
Go ahead.
Here it is. This is true or false. 50% chance to get it. Columbus was the first European or was the first person across the pond to sail to the Americas. True or false?
No, because that whole holiday is a fraud. False.
You got the answer right for the wrong reason. But it was a fraud because he was a racist scoundrel who killed Native Americans. But it's the Vikings actually were first to sail through the Americas.
Yeah.
Yes. Leif Erikson.
There you go, Leif.
My fellow Scandinavian.
That's correct.
Leif and him.
That's why, Leif and him. That's why there's a Lake Eginhof in Canada. From my Scandinavian's ancestors came over to Canada.
Quite impressive.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Maybe I'm related to Leif.
Possible. Have you tried the Ancestry DNA?
No.
Test? No?
No.
Why would you not do that?
You got a famous person
in your family. Why wouldn't you do that?
Hell.
You could be connected to Leif Erikson.
Leif Erikson? I could.
Can you imagine if you traced your lineage to Leif Erikson?
You've been using that
That would lower your self-esteem?
I know. Would I get some sort... I would prefer like some sort of like monetary thing. Like, would I be in, you know...
Last surviving relative of Leif Erikson. Natalie Eginhof.
But the other problem is that they're using that for snitching.
What do you mean?
Just a break. So if you do that DNA, they're allowed to sell that DNA.
Yeah.
And not because, let's say you didn't do a crime, but your familial DNA came back that somebody close to you did do a crime. They'll try to squeeze you to get close to that person and close the case. They've been using that. So unless you know all your people are clean, you just got to be careful before you give your DNA away. That's all. I'm just saying.
All right.
At least you know everybody's clean.
I mean, I know my people are clean.
Well, now they're going to use you to get back to Tony Missinelli. And now Tony's going down.
As far as I know, Tony Missinelli killed some fools in Italy back in the day. No sweat on my nose. Whatever Tony did. We're back after this. Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
3:32. Let's get this Twitter poll update before we get to Matt Breen, covered the Phillies in Clearwater from Natalie Eginhof. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 800 votes on it. What should the NBA and NHL do? 47% say nothing. 8% say delay the season. 41% say play without fans. 4% say cancel games. So now the majority thinks that the team should do nothing. The league should do nothing. So,
well, they're doing some stuff in spring training and limiting the amount of access players and the media and fans. So let's bring in the man who's covering the Phils in Clearwater, and he covers them for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Matt Breen, on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Matt, how we doing down there today? Off day today?
Yeah, nice off day down here. Can't complain. In Florida, so no complaints here. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Now, let's talk about where we are, first of all, with this the coronavirus and how it's impacting people down there and what may happen more than what they've already done.
Yeah, so what's happening right now is not like the average fan might not even notice. The players aren't shucking up to sign autographs. That happened over the weekend. And then yesterday it was that the clubhouses were closed to the media, so you had to go through a PR person to ask them if they could get, say, Bryce Harper, and they would bring Bryce Harper out to you to talk to. And for one day, it worked. You know, it's really important to our jobs to have access to the clubhouse. That goes without saying. But for one day, it worked, and I think you need to separate yourself. As important as it is for our jobs to have access to the clubhouse, it's also, you know, you can't. It's not the time to cry about it or to really fight against it when there's this global epidemic going on. And then, but more importantly, you know, for people non-sports writers are concerned, the season begins 2 weeks from tomorrow, and I would be stunned if the Phillies are opening up the season in Miami with people in the stands, even though there's not a lot of Miami Marlins fans, but people in the stands and everything's normal. It's just trending in that way. And just for example, I asked Andy McPhail yesterday, are you confident that your ballpark is safe for fans? And he said, I don't know. So if the team president can't tell you that his ballpark's safe, I just don't see how this is going to keep going on as per normal for much longer.
Wow, that's really interesting. So baseball, where you get the major crowds for opening day, may experience no crowds at all. We'll have to see how that happens. But well, what about within the clubhouse? Why is there no worries within a clubhouse? There's a lot of people in there right now.
Yeah, there's still 60-some odd players in the clubhouse. There's clubhouse staff. There's PR people that go through there. There's coaches, obviously, and trainers. The only people that are being told to keep out are non-essential employees, which is a lot of minor league staff, some front office staff, but I have a hard time believing that Matt Klentak is banned from the clubhouse if he wanted to go in there, and writers and reporters. So it's not a cure, keeping the writers out. I think you'd be a fool to think that, well, you know, the players are safe just because 8 beat writers are blocked out. But that's an argument for another day. I mean, they were off today, so we don't even know how it would have been handled today. But I'm not going to, you know, get on my soapbox about being kept out of the clubhouse yesterday. We'll check back, you know, 4 months from now or next year, and then that's a different argument.
I've had a lot of conversations with people about the Phillies, and a lot of people are optimistic that they're going to be a better team than last year. They won 81 games last year. Gabe Kapler's the manager. And I go, I always say, really? It's going to be easy to be better than what they are? Well, yeah, they have to be, blah, blah, blah. Well, so I want to get your opinion. Like right now, what you've seen in spring training, the record's pretty good. Have you lifted your expectations for this team?
No, my expectations before spring training were they were a 500 ball club last year. They finished in fourth place, and they didn't do a whole of a lot this offseason. I know they got Zach Wheeler and they got Didi Gregorius, but they still came into camp with a lot of question marks and a lot of, we can win, you know, 9-10 more games, which is what you need to make the playoffs if this happens, if that happens.
Right.
Today was probably one of the biggest blows they could have had in camp with Sir Anthony Dominguez having a setback.
Yes.
He's going to be reevaluated tomorrow. Like I said earlier, opening day is 2 weeks away. I can't imagine him being on that roster and how important he is to that bullpen, because the Phillies did not upgrade their bullpen this offseason. They've signed a bunch of guys, veterans on minor league deals. They invited some prospects to camp, hoping to find, at the end of this, 8 guys. And it's a hard look right now, 2 weeks away from camp, to find 8 guys. And when the most important pitcher of those 8 guys, Sir Anthony Dominguez, isn't going to be ready, that's even more of a concern.
And that's what I've been telling people, that there's so many guys that they're counting on to be better. And let's look in the field. First of all, they're counting on the first baseman to be better. They're counting on getting production from the center fielder, and they're counting on the left fielder coming back healthy. But in the pitching they have, they're counting on 3 through 5 and beyond 3 in the bullpen. Because right now, all you look at it, you go, okay, I know I got 3. Now, where do I get 5 others? Can they win more than 85 games? That's the number they're setting in Vegas. Are they likely to do that? At least that?
Maybe, but 85 wins is the same as 75 wins, really. You don't get anything for it. You're not going to the playoffs if you win 85 games.
But a lot of people are betting the over. I guess that's why I asked that question. So they'll get that out of it.
Yeah, if I don't know if they, because it's going to take 90 to get to the playoffs. Can they win 85? Maybe. Is Joe Girardi 4 wins better than Gabe Kapler, and that bumps you up to 85? Maybe. But it really, like you said, it's not just Sir Anthony Dominguez that you were counting on. It's Reese Hoskins, it's Zach Eflin, Nick Pivetta, and Vince Velasquez. And two of those guys might have good seasons this year. But the likelihood that all three are going to have good seasons, it's just, there's too much we're counting on this to happen this year. Instead of like, maybe if you're a contending team, you can look at one or two areas where you need to improve. They needed to improve almost across the board. And I think there's just too many things mm-hmm. have to go right for this team to win 90 games.
Is there the fear that Sir Anthony Dominguez needs this surgery after all?
Well, he almost needed Tommy John surgery last summer. He saw Dr. James Andrews, who is obviously, when you see Dr. James Andrews, it's usually not good news, but he came out of that not needing it. And now the first worry is, possibly. Tomorrow is a big day. It's going to be reevaluated tomorrow. They're being very cautious. If this was another pitcher, it probably wouldn't be as big of a concern, but a guy with elbow issues from last year is what makes it a big deal. He pitched mm-hmm. Sunday against the Blue Jays, came in Monday saying, I had discomfort, red flags immediately went up, didn't throw Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now tomorrow's the big day.
All right, I'm going to go through just the player association game with you. I'm just going to shoot players at you. You give me your opinion on what you've seen. Let's start with Hoskins. Is he still there? Did we lose Matt? Oh, damn. Matt, are you still there?
Mike.
Yes. All right, I lost you there for a second.
My phone hit mute. That was my
phone. Oh, okay. All right, so I just gave you a name. Reese Hoskins.
Yes. He's working this spring on a new stance. He's adjusting the hands. First he went way down. Now he's bringing his hands a little bit higher. So he's doing something. He's tinkering, and mm-hmm. there's a chance that we'll find out next month if this pays off. It's hard to tell in spring training, but he's at least trying something.
Okay. Kingery. Who I'm not seeing much of in spring training.
No, and it's hard to look at spring training numbers. I mm-hmm. know, I just hate to sound like I'm protecting him, but for the season, he's going to be playing a set position, and the mm-hmm. Phillies believe that's going to lead to offensive success. Scott Kingery does, so there's at least reason to believe that should, and like same with Hoskins. We're going to find out if playing second base every day mm-hmm. helps him have a better offensive season.
All right, Haseley.
He's in competition. This surprised me. So he, at the winter meetings, Matt Klentak pretty much christened Adam Haseley the opening day center fielder. Yesterday, Joe Girardi said there's a competition between Roman Quinn and Adam Haseley for the center field job. So it's not the most encouraging news that this kid had the job in December but doesn't have it in March. So he could be on the starting lineup on opening day, but right now it could be Roman Quinn.
All right, Matt, be safe down there. Enjoy your day off.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you up the road. Thanks. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully we see you next week, because that's in jeopardy even.
It is.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Mike.
There's Matt Breen covering the Phillies. All right, so, I don't want to say I told you so about Dominguez.
But you did. You absolutely did. You said just get the surgery. Just get it done.
It's just, it's like a time bomb. You know, when a diagnosis says you need Tommy John surgery, some other guy goes, now you can rehab. It's always tenuous. So if you're going to try to throw 98, well, like, you're going to blow it apart anyway. So I, you know, whatever. Now, regarding Hoskins, I'm not feeling good. Regarding Kingery, I'm really unsure. And regarding Haseley, you already know.
Right, but there's the difference. Roman Quinn can get it open in day, then he'll pull a hammy in the third inning, and then Haseley's your center fielder anyway.
Well, I'm assuming he's a center fielder, and what I'm saying is
that's not enough.
No. 610-632-0975. Another cancellation. Quebec canceled the World Figure Skating Championship. Canada are canceling stuff.
Yeah, that was supposed to be in Montreal starting on Monday. Nope.
All right, we're back. A couple open lines that some people dropped off, and we can talk to you right now, General Knowledge Wednesday, on the Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 3:49 on the Mike Missanelli Show. General Knowledge Wednesday is brought to us by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. Today we're giving away five $50 Fog of the Shout gift cards. Now, last week we set a record for correct answers on General Knowledge Wednesday. Today we're a little slower.
Yes.
So we have not yet given away five.
No, we're not there yet. It's going to be five random.
Yeah, so we've only given away what, one?
I think one or two, yeah.
All right, so you got that. And you also have a pair of Fanatic knockout tickets where you'll play knockout, but you also will see the Sixers-Raptors game on Wednesday, March 18th, coronavirus permitting. It's presented by Truemark Financial, the only place to get the official Sixers credit card and enjoy exclusive Sixers experience, merchandise, and more. Visit TRUMARK, Truemark.com, to learn more and to apply. And of course, at Fogo, you can try four courses at Fogo right now for $40. So reserve your table at Fogo, F-O-G-O.com. In the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to let you hear this, this audio authored by one Doug Gottlieb, who apparently is the best basketball expert, or supposed to be one. And I got to be honest with you, this has got to be a troll job. It's impossible for him to make this statement. And we'll play in the 4 o'clock hour, and you're going to shake your head and go, he said what? All right, let's go to Rob and Glenside. Rob, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Rob.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Jimmy Butler J.J. Redick conversation.
Yes, sir.
I heard that earlier. And at one point, I think J.J. asked Jimmy, well, why didn't you come back? Okay, and they both explained why they didn't come back. Like J.J. said, well, when he went into the office at the end of the year to meet with Elton Brand, he got a vibe that Elton Brand did not want him back. So that's why he signed. And then he asked Jimmy why he didn't come back. And before Jimmy answered, he asked JJ a question. He says, well, you don't think I'm hard to get along with, do you? And JJ laughed. Okay? Mm-hmm. And at that point, he asked him again, you don't think I'm hard to get along with, do you?
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, no, I don't think you're hard to get along with. And so then he said, well, because the reason why he didn't come back was somebody told him. In other words, he heard from somebody.
Yeah, we had that cut. We're going to play that right after your part of the 4 o'clock hour.
So now with that in mind, you know, people who think, you know, that Jimmy wanted to come back and then they didn't want him to come back, you know, that's not really true. You know, he said nobody controls him, and that's how he felt, which speaks to your thing about how players are today.
Uh-huh.
He felt like...
Exactly.
You know,
no one's going to control me. And he got the message that somebody in management, I assume he was referring to somebody in management, asked somebody else, like maybe the head coach, can you control him?
And that's why he didn't come back. That's why he said no. No way was he coming back. So that speaks a lot to who Jimmy is. And it's just
But also Jimmy's full of crap. So you gotta balance the bull crap factor with Jimmy Butler versus the what really happened.
Without a doubt. Because if he's saying nobody spoke up, then hey, you know, he and JJ were not rookies, you know.
He's gonna serve Jimmy though. You know that he's gonna serve Jimmy when he talks like this.
Yeah, right? That's why he's in Miami, most definitely. Yeah. That's why he's in Miami.
All right, man, you want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
Things that are white. All right, here we go with signals the election of a new pope.
Oh, the smoke that comes out of the chimney.
And it's called what? The answer has to have the word white in it.
Oh, wow, I have no idea.
Yes, you do. I'm giving you, just say, follow that line, just put the word white in front of it.
White Smoke?
Yes. hold on. You got it. White Smoke. What's the deal with these Pope shows? Have you watched these Pope shows?
Which ones?
The two Popes or the new Pope?
I watched the first season of the, was it the Young Pope?
The new Pope is the one Jude Law is.
I watched the first season of that.
And what's that about?
Just a young Pope.
Is he new it's progressive old. Attitude Pope?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like slightly controversial. It was okay, yeah.
What's the two Popes? Malkovich is in that one, right?
I haven't seen the two Popes.
So there are two popes ruling?
Is that I what guess, it is?
They went,
yeah.
They went double pope?
Double papal. Papal.
Popey pope?
Double popes.
All right.
Pope squared.
610-632-0975 at 4 o'clock hour. We have Rich Hoffman covering the Sixers. We'll get more on the Ben Simmons situation and who's going to play tonight and the reaction maybe to Jimmy Butler amongst the team. And also this Doug Gottlieb thing where I think he said it on the Herd. He said this, right?
Or on his show, I don't know. Show,
I think it was. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him.
No, I don't think there he has many fans. But to make a mistake like this is like the quintessential mistake.
Especially since it was written down.
And he's supposed to be a basketball dude.
Mm-hmm. It was not off the dome. It was written down.
Okay. We'll head to the 4 o'clock hour on Mike Misnelli's show after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.